This episode is brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meter Program. Without them, none of this would be possible, so thank you so much.
This program is made possible by the support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters Program.
Hey, this is Oren. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nation in so-called Vancouver. Before we start, I just want to acknowledge that this episode was recorded in early January before Sophie's passing, because I do speak a bit about her work with various artists in detail, and pretty pretty much the whole show. With that said, I just wanted to maybe speak more about her and what she's done in the next episode. Without further ado, here is the first episode of Planet Floston.
I am probably, you know, going to be your host, but who am I? What am I doing? Why does it sound like you're trapped in something that you don't know what's going on? So my name is Oren. I'm a student here at UBC, which is pretty cool. Can I get a little bit of a little bit of applause? First of all, I don't know when this episode is going to air. Hopefully this will be the first week of school, the second term, you know, of the winter 2020 session, which would be the second week of 2021. Round of applause. Or not. Anyways. So, Planet Floston is my brainchild I've been working on for a little bit. It's everything that it can be at the moment. So basically, you know, we're not high tech. Obviously, there's certain senses around like what you can do at home now and like broadcasting and stuff like that. So this is just going to be the most experimental, just like textbook definition of like experimental radio. Not to be that person and be like, oh, this is an experimental show.
Or he doesn't know what experimental means.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be so fun. That's the point. So, yes, Planet Floston is not high tech yet. Not experimental. Yet. We're just getting started. This episode is just going to be basically like a little bit of an introduction to myself. Some like really good music I've been listening to lately. Stuff like that. So without further ado, let me jump into some like big brain. I hope you love it. Because I do.
Turn around and get to Papi. Yeah, I want a bad bitch. It's always a she a baddie for the season or a baddie for the night? She too right, look at her slime. That's the smooth daddy wine. Every inch she moves what's mine. She's for the streets, bitch. She's for the streets, bitch. She too right, look at her slime. That's the smooth daddy wine. Every inch she moves what's mine. She's for the streets, bitch. She's for the streets, bitch. She came to fuck.
Tell me now if you're looking to get down. In the back, in the front, on the highway, in your truck. I don't give a fuck. Turn me up, let me hear it louder. I can never get enough. Is it rough when you see me in the club with the bottles turning up? I got pretty mean bitches if you wanna try your luck. And it's stunting with the A-team, know you wanna touch. Bite it off, real rot while a bitch in the streets when I want.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. And we're back. What's up? What's giddy? I'm still here. I'm still, doing my thing. But yeah, okay, so as I was saying earlier, this is Planet Floston. We're gonna just do, you know, whatever we can. I say we as there's someone else here, but it's literally just me. It's literally like there's nothing else going on. I'm in my bedroom, you know, broadcasting from home and stuff like that. I thought it'd be cool. I thought it'd be fun. Get a little experience. Anyways, okay. So I made a bunch of talking points for myself that I thought, you know, would be a great idea to like do, because you know you're on air and you're doing stuff. But baby, I just want to dance. That's why I listen to music. That is me. I also get super bored easily. Another thing about me, it's like, if there's not something going on, then my intention is just like, it's just not there. It's basically like, let's just dance. Anyways, so, let's actually go into my talking points now. So, I thought for this episode it would be cool to, like, you know, talk a bit about myself and stuff, and, like, music. So I thought about, I, like, toyed with the idea of maybe doing, like, 21 questions with myself. And then I was, like, going through these, like, online forums of, like, 21 questions, best things to, like, ask on a date. Like, what should you do? What should you say? And it just basically boiled down to just like political, or like not like but it's just like just these like super like vague questions, like just dumb stuff. So I'm just gonna play not 21 questions, and I'm just gonna, you know, free ball it, or free, I don't know the expression, but we're just gonna do it. So I am, yeah, so basically I will
talk a little about what you can expect. So
Planet Flossin, oh, actually a great one goes on here, it's probably his name. So Planet Flossin is a bit of a play on words, with like the spaceship. No, what is it? It's like the it's like Flossin Paradise. So basically Planet Flossin is like what I imagine like a planet, just to be like the best thing possible. It's comes from the movie The Fifth Element, obviously, you know, like where else would it come from? Fun fact, Grimes has a bunch of Fifth Element tattoos or whatever, and I might as well. No, I'm totally gonna make myself tattoos. But yeah, so it comes from Flossin Paradise in The Fifth Element, and that is honestly, it's like number one movie I grew up with. Like, it would always be on the TV, I'd always be watching it, and just loved it so much. I literally could tell you every line from whether it's like
Ruby Rod
or like Bruce Willis's character or Mila Jovovich's character. Oh my god, just like any character. And you could just tell me, and I would be there. But basically, so yeah, that's where the name comes from. I thought it was cool. I am just in love with that movie, so I was like, why not name something that the same thing. So that is where the name comes from. Also wanted to just say like maybe what you can expect, and that would just be a lot of things like DIY, just self-made stuff, like what you heard in the intro, like that was just me making beats on Ableton, and throwing it together, and just, you know, just, you know, just facts, facts, and that. So it'll just be like more of like a free-flowing process where you can just, you know, experience things while I'm experiencing it. Sort of though, because it is pre-recorded. But everything that I'll be making will be like on the spot or just the same day and stuff like that. And it's just something that I thought would be a lot of fun, a lot of things to do. With the more like experimental realm, I don't even know what to say. What is experimentalism? What can you think of that is experimental? Especially in like film, like experimentalist, or experimentalism like, originated whenever it did. And it's basically just, I'm not gonna explain, or maybe I should explain. Maybe I shouldn't explain. I don't know. For people who aren't already familiar with like stuff like that, it's basically just really watered down is taking things that are like classic and you know like classic forms of things, and you do all these like things that are like foundationary and just like absolutely skewing it. Just like completely breaking all the rules instead of like with classical stuff that is like following the rules, always doing this, always doing the right thing. This place is just where you can just do whatever you want, and I hope that that is, well, it is the goal of the show. So basically, without further ado, I would like to invite anyone who wants to give me like their sample or something, and I'll just like of recordings that you have, or like a song, or I don't know, not a song, I don't know, just anything that you have, just anything that is recorded. Any sounds, just send it to me. I will include it. I will do whatever I can with it, and we'll make it fun and cool, and you'll hear stuff. And maybe that's like later to come, because that is like quite hard. And I'm just starting out. But anyways, I'll probably set up something in future episodes and like drop like a promo and be like, hey, send me this through email and do it. And stuff like that. Also, we can probably also expect some, like, little bit of lighting. I am Jaden. actually like unsubscribe. Don't tell them. I don't know. They definitely know. They are a company. They're corporate. They have to have something. But yeah, no. I want to get back into things. I want to do things. I want to do everything that I can. Make it the most fun thing. So, live DJing. That is going to be something that you'll hear probably soon. Sooner than later. Yes, and then my next talking point, experimental sounds and live music making. So basically exactly what I've been doing so far. And also amazing interviews with cool people. But the cool people are probably going to be like
my roommates
or like my really close friends or something like that. Just like a talking component of everything and, you know, stuff like that. Just so it doesn't get like
boring
or just like bring up new ideas and so on and so forth. I also wrote on a note, I was like, let's hope I don't get a cease and desist from my roommate. I'm just trying to turn it down. No, nothing is going to be, I think it's going to be copyright. Hopefully nothing is going to be copyright. The Columbia Music don't come after me. You didn't hear that. Anything. Also, just make it fun. Have some sound effects. Ding, ding, ding. You'll probably hear this sound every time we hit like an ad on YouTube or an ad on SoundCloud because I do not have premium accounts for those things. So if I'm like playing a song, then you'll hear this and it'll be like, oh no, like, or messed up again. Like, there's an ad that's going on. But yeah, so basically, I guess we can just jump into our next song. Oh, also, I should probably do some, like, tags, or not tags, but, like, talk about, like,
the songs,
like that. So, the first song that you heard tonight
was from Shy Girl.
Absolutely love Shy Girl. Everything that she does is just amazing. Just the visuals, the music. Everything, and actually, people that jumped on the track, so this track was Slime, from Shy Girl, that was just off of her last EP, or her newest EP, which dropped, I think, today is the first week of January, so I think it dropped early December, or mid-December,
or late November. I should probably
look for one that came up, maybe you can hear some ASMR of me typing about when Alias came out. Let's see. Alias, Shy Girl. November 20th. Yeah, okay, so late November, the album, or EP rather, dropped. And what's really cool about Slime is that Slime was like a huge collaborative effort from like what I can tell the research on that. Is that basically we got Sophie on the track doing some producing. We got some Kai Winston on the track doing some producing. We got Sega Bodega on the track doing some producing, and then we got Shy Girl with the vocals. Like, that is just like insane. That is just like, if you want to know who I'd go to dinner with, you know, my 21 question, my 21st, I don't know how that works, but if you want to know who I'd go to dinner with, it would definitely be Shy Girl, Sophie, Sega Bodega, and Kai Winston. Like, that is just, that is the perfect match. So with that said, you'll also probably hear a lot of Sega Bodega, you'll hear a lot of Sophie, you'll hear a lot of Kai Winston, some unreleased stuff, some like, you know, underground stuff, and stuff like that, because I think just a really good thing to like maybe do is just, you know, not talk or just play music rather. That artists have put out, but maybe their record label doesn't, like, you know, that kind of thing. So we can play all of that. We can play anything, everything, anything that's good
or bad,
and stuff like that. But like, yeah, I guess that's all I'm trying to convey. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say that it's gonna be good. But yeah, okay. So on that note, on the Sega Bodega, Shy Girl, Kai Winston, Sophie front. Another great song that I wanted to play is this? You know what? I want to listen to this right now. We'll play some Kaiwiston.
Boy.
Off of his EP. You know, we'll play it right now. All right. Okay. I'll see you after the song. Bye bye. Just silly old me again. Hey, what's up? That was by Kaiwiston. And Kaiwiston is based out of the UK. I haven't done too much research into him. I know that we're actually the same age, which is really funny because like he's so accomplished and so cool. And I wish I was his friend. And all that stuff. But yeah, so he's cool. He's born in 1999. 99 gang represent. Anyways. So yeah, okay, cool. Kaiwiston, we were just talking about Sophie, we were just talking about Sigwadega, we were just talking about Shy Girl. Amazing. Also, so with that whole collective, they're very cool. I love them. They have it is Sega, Shy, Chloe, and one more person, and they run a Collective, also for the UK. Let me see. So you are hearing my title on all that kind of stuff. You know what? I'll save it for next episode. We'll talk about them then. We'll play more of them then. But right now, I just want to talk a little bit more about music and about all the kind of stuff. Actually, it would be, oh my god, it would just be so good if I could literally talk about these people all day long. But cool, we are supposed to be playing 21 questions, so actually no we're not, because I said we weren't supposed to, because it was all dumb. But 21 questions, let me just think about things and stuff so you can know me. But also, I want to know you guys. I want to know who's listening. Yeah, just please, if you ever feel inclined, you know, DM me, or something, and we can talk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so serious. I am so shy now. I am, like, I'm shy boy. Like, yeah, it's been a crazy few months. I don't even know where the time has gone. It's, like, school, break. Winter break, and it's like work. And yeah, I've just been trying to, you know, stay cool, stay healthy, stay fun,
sanitizing all the time.
You know, the deal, trying to be interesting and hip and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's been a lot, a lot. Getting used to new things, and I think that's okay, because everything happening right now is new, and we don't know anything, and we don't know what is going on ever. I know I don't, for sure. Some cool things about me. I don't really have cool things about me. I just turned 21. That's cool. Isn't that cool? Yay! 21 years old, and what have I done? A lot of things. Cool facts. Used to play trumpet in elementary school. Cool facts. Favorite color is King Cruel. I don't know. that's so funny. I'm just, like, looking around the room. I have plants. Sometimes I have a couch, you know? So like that, I'm an ordinary person. I'm not computer white. No problem with that. Actually, also, a lot of things that I want to do with the show is talk about film. I am just starting, I don't know, I'm in my fourth year of university, and I'm just now starting my, film minor. I'm totally kidding. It's so fun, and I love it, and love the classes, and everything is so cool, and I wish I found the time sooner. But yeah, always been a film nerd. That is why Planet Flossin is Planet Flossin. Where would I be without, you know, Luc Besson? I think that was the worst thing I've ever said in my life. Where would I be without Luc Besson? Probably better. I don't know. no, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. But yeah, cool. Who doesn't love Leon the Professional? You know, or the Fifth Element. Shout out Jean-Paul Gaultier on the costume design. Yeah. So big brain, cool. I don't really play sports. Never really played sports. Always been more of, like, you know.
He's different. He just listens to music or something and makes, like, pictures and takes photos and
stuff like that. So, yeah, that's cool, I guess. Cool little bean. People won't tell you I'm cool. I'm all cool. I'm really good. Anyways, okay. So, cool stuff. What are we going to do next? We're going to play another song. With this one, I want to, actually, you know, so I want to play a little bit of Mongrab. I'll probably say that for a little bit later, but really, if we're still on that Shy Girl note, if we're still on Kyleston, Sacred Vega, all that kind of stuff, I want to play this really good edit that I found on SoundCloud, by Vapari and River Moon. It is called One Wena, and it is an edit of Shy Girl's BB. So, without further ado, here is the song.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Hello, again. I was scouring my little bit of notes. I wrote down a song that I want to play, and how could I forget the one artist that made me like want to listen to just obscure sounds and stuff like that? And where would we be without our girl Arca? You know, she has just been amazing. She's been around for so long. She's always doing cool stuff. This is kind of like also where I'm getting my inspiration for this radio show, or like this, you know, this little thing that I'm doing is from
Radio Diva Experimental,
right? Just mind-blowing, just being able to just be like twitching or like live streaming, just making things and beats on Ableton and like interacting with people and like just doing things and playing music. If you haven't checked that out, I would definitely check it out. Is it Radio Diva Experimental? Am I gonna have to click on my keyboard to just keep figuring out, like, fact-checking things? Like, wow, I'm recording this. It's so funny. Diva Experimental FM. Yes, Arca. Amazing. Love her. Love just everything. Donate to her. Like, do her Patreon. Do her whatever she's doing. Just... wow, the things that I have learned how to do and how easy things are to do, it's just amazing. But yeah, so would love to play some Arca for you guys. I actually found another edit on SoundCloud, obviously. This is the Les Pop Fast edit of Desafio. So if we want to jump right back into another song, I don't know if you guys do. I wouldn't mind, but maybe we should. We should talk a little bit more. About just everything. Actually, no. We're gonna jump into it. I also want to play some A.G. Cook. Love them. Talk about their work with Charlie, being literally like the creative director of Charlie XCX, the corporation. No, I'm totally kidding. But they made a really good edit of Flesh Without Blood, named Flesh Without Musk, that I also want to play. I also still want to play my mall grab, my boy mall grab, my but it's funny, I know someone that looks like him. It's really funny. I love him. We'll play some of his stuff too. Also one of like influential people that made me really want to kind of get into this space, kind of listen to, you know, different music. You know, now like you're growing up, you're 15, you live in the suburbs, like no one
understands you, like the internet, the
I remember like bumping like
Arca. What was it? Was it Broke Up? I don't remember bumping like Broke Up
at like 14 in like the bedroom of my parents' house. And I'm just like, yeah, like I get it. Like I wanna be there. But I didn't end up. I grew up, did I tell you guys? I grew up just outside of Vancouver. I'm from the suburbs. No, I'm totally kidding. I have a relationship with that place. Love it. Love the suburbs. Always will.
Anyways.
So, I think I've spoken enough. I think I want to play some Arca. I think I want to play this cool edit. And okay, so this is going to be another song from SoundCloud. So I really hope that the ad doesn't pop up and be like, Lauren, you don't have premium. But I probably won't get premium. I don't know. You tell me. Without further ado,
let's just jump into it.
So this is Desafio, the Les Pop edit. Let's go. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Hello, we're back. How could I go 30 seconds without being like, hello, I'm Italian? But yeah, this, I guess that's like what I forgot to say. I was also thinking during the break, or like during the song that was playing, which again, Arca, amazing. It's an edit. It's an edit that you can find on SoundCloud. Les Pop is great. It's amazing. But anyways, another thing that I forgot to say is, yes, we're DIY, so I just want to make just a general announcement. I do not have a full Ableton account, baby. This is trial after trial after free trial. Oh my goodness. But yeah, that's so funny. I just clear that up. We do not have access to proper equipment. It is just having fun. It is just recording live, sort of talking points that I'm talking about. Speaking of talking points, let's talk about
floating points.
Amazing. Don't know much about them. Artist, cool. I actually almost went to one of their shows, which was really cool because they were playing down the street from me when I was out living in Italy. It was really cool, but I didn't go. I didn't get to go to anything that cool because, you know, school and stuff like that. Anyways, cool, Italy, stuff like that. What I did want to talk about was AJ Cook. So I was just scouring the internet. I was scouring YouTube. Actually, another disclaimer. So I haven't had, like, social media or anything like that since, like, September, I think. So it was, like, 4 months of not having it. So all my hobbies were just watching YouTube videos and like doing stuff like that. So it's like I have watched so many random like
genius videos.
Like
what do I eat in a day Vogue video. I was just
completely like out of sorts. Like this is not my character, this is not my thing. But it did stumble upon some like random like German like electro account like that is like interesting like AG Cook and Sophie and all those people that are kind of in that scene. And like I knew some things before going into it. I was like, okay, AG Cook, like PC music, like that's what I grew up on, like
Hey Cutie, yeah, there's something like
that was my bop. That was okay, yo, that was like 2014. I was like, I do not know what this energy drink is, but I want to drink it. But later, a few years later, I was like, oh, Cutie is just a concept. It was the brainchild of like AG Cook. And Sophie, I had no idea. I thought it was like cool. I thought like people were gonna start stalking this. I'm like gonna go down to like the corner store and be like, yeah, hey, do you have Cutie? Do you have Hey Cutie? And just get like the weirdest looks. That was funny. So back to AG Cook. So I was watching this interview, and I had already kind of known that they were from the UK, but then they like moved to the US to like start like a piece of music, all that kind of stuff. Honestly, also, if anyone's listening and they know like actual things, like I'm pretty sure I've like fact checked everything I've said so far, but if I make just, you know, just tell me please. Anyways, so I'm like looking at this, I'm like, oh my god, like AG Cook like lives in the middle of nowhere in Montana and is just pumping out like the best music like you've ever heard. I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. This is like cottage core. This is like farm core to like, this is like hermit core. yeah, this is like, this is so funny. But yeah, I'd want to share that for some reason. Just AG Cook like lives in the middle of nowhere and is making the best music. And it's so cool and I love them so much. And they made an amazing like little bit of a twist on Flesh Without Blood. So apparently the song that I'm just about to play was off of a mix. I can't remember which mix it was, but they made a mix and they premiered this song. And I found it on SoundCloud again, like every other song. It was just so good. And I can't believe that they did it. Shout out to Elon Musk, I guess, because the song is called Flesh
Without Musk.
I thought that was the funniest thing. Anyways, let me play the song. You're gonna love it. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna start dancing. And yeah, goodbye.
Every day I thought I liked being alone. Going out as a cause I'm blue. You never left me. Your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
So, do we love it? I loved it. I loved it so much. I just loved it so much. I'm going to play it again. No, I'm kidding. But yes, that was Flesh Without Musk. If it sounded like it was ripped from a mix, it probably was. Because I'm pretty sure that's where it debuted, which is really cool, which is really fun. I also wanted to jump into another artist that I love so much, Mall Grab. Everyone loves Mall Grab, you know? What do you do at the mall? You grab. No, I'm kidding. I think that is a skateboard trick? I really don't know. I've tried to get into boarding so many times. I was like, yeah, like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna do so many times.
Grind on a rail.
You know, because that's fun. It's like basically parkour with like
a board.
Shout out to anyone that can do it, though. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, that must take so much skill. And it does. No, I know. I've like fallen so many times. It's hurt so much. I actually think that I hurt my ankle. I swear to God, I stopped trying just in general with that whole activity because I sprained my ankle, maybe. I don't know. I just have like bad memories of like trying to like ride down the street in my neighborhood and just like it just never worked. But like my friends could do it, which was cool. I guess they're just so cool. I love my friends. But yeah, okay, Mall Grab. So what did I want to talk about with Mall Grab? Mall Grab, cool. Mall Grab, also someone that I found out like relatively when I was younger, relatively just starting out, just trying to listen to stuff. This is like a pretty tame episode of like bringing in to like just you know, electronic and experimental and dance, techno, jungle. What else do we want to play? Also like hardcore techno. I really want to play this one song, but I don't think it's like good for like the first show. It's like very intense. I found it on SoundCloud, obviously, like a month ago. It was from Kilborn. It's called Pain Becomes Pleasure, and like I had so many ideas for the show. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna like go into this show just like boom 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 boom. Actually, let me play a clip. Let me play like a little bit of a clip right now just so you understand.
I don't know if Nick enjoys the pain, but I don't think he hates it.
Okay, yeah, you get it. Okay, so I was going through so many concepts for the show. I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this, and they're gonna play this, and then I'm gonna like, bam, 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 bam. And I thought it was going to be so cool. And I thought it was going to be like, ah, yeah, like, Killborn, like, hardcore rave tech now. And then I was like, no, Oren.
Please just play some Orgrad. And maybe some, like, edits of some cool songs. So that's what I ended up doing. That's what we're doing today. We're coming to an end in the show. So if you want to play a little bit of some Mall Rap, and then I also want to play one last song from Bupari, because I just absolutely love what they're doing. I love their edits. I love everything that's happening. So without further ado, here's Mall Rap. The one song. The song.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you love that. Especially I did Mongra with some
Colombo.
Cool, you know, beats, boop, boop, bop, bop. Some beats. Okay, so I only have a few minutes left of Mongra.
First.
So, it's been a blast, so why not end out the time with.
Really, really quick.
Hurry, hurry,
next.
As it comes, it's gonna be so crazy. Okay, let's go. This has been so cool. This has been so fun. I hope everything is good with you. Don't worry. Goodbye. Until the next time I see you, stay safe and be cool. And yeah, be cool and chill. And you'd be great. Okay. Goodbye.
This is fun.
Everyone, signing out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.